Network presents Eddie Condon's 30-second jazz concert. Happy New Year, ladies and gentlemen, kids, hot fans all over America. And here's a special Happy New Year with the extra wish that we'll see you home again in 1945 to all the soldiers and sailors all around the world listening to this program through military facilities. Our curtain raiser was Walking the Dog, played in the Americondon style by one of Eddie's all-star Carnegie Hall groups. The horns were trombonist Benny Morton, clarinetist Pee Wee Russell, baritone saxophonist Ernie Caceres, and the Chicago cornetist from Dorchester, Massachusetts, Maxie Kaminsky. In the rhythm section, that was George Studboy Wetling behind the drums, Jack Lesberg behind the bass, and directly in front of the Steinway, beating out time right now, Jess Stacy of Tommy Dorsey's orchestra. Well, Christmas Day at Carnegie Hall saw another one of Eddie's concerts. Today's program will bring you some of the standout performances of that recital. Behind the Carnegie footlights, some 40 of the greatest names in jazz music thought it was a thrilling concert. In fact, it was so very good that there's a rumor going around that the out-of-town amateur critics liked it themselves. The truth is, though, that the music bothered Eddie so much that he's bringing the same mob right back to Carnegie Hall on Saturday afternoon, January 20th at 5:30. Right about here is where I say, Happy New Year, Eddie Condon.
Happy New Year to you, Fred, and Happy New Year to the ladies and gentlemen. It didn't take Carnegie Hall to convince me that Jess Stacy knows what to do with the piano. I knew that years ago. Today, Jess is going to play one of the standard classics for you. And our line is called, I Ain't Got Nobody. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Jess Stacy of the movies. Now, here's a song you don't hear on every juke machine. It's always been one of my favorites. Max Kaminsky, Ernie Caceres, Benny Morton, and Pee Wee Russell are going to play it for you. It's called Strut Miss Lizzie. 1, 2, 3. Thank you. There's a man who's a pen I especially value named Y.K. Smith. I asked Y.K. what he liked best of all at our Christmas Carnegie concert. Y.K. liked best of all what Sidney Bechet did. Sidney Bechet, I want to say Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year, Sandy.
Sidney, what are you going to touch off here for us?
Well, Eddie, years ago in New Orleans, we had a jazz band called Young Olympia. And ever so often, we'd go and play the little towns around Louisiana. One night, I don't even remember the name of the town we were in. Freddie Keppert was a famous cornet player of that time, came up to the bandstand and introduced me to a young guitar player named Jimmy Noon. Next thing I know, Jimmy was playing the clarinet in New Orleans. In those days, some of the bands had two clarinets, and Jimmy and I used to play together whenever we could arrange it. About that time, I got a chance to go to Europe. When I came back years later, I was in Chicago one night, and all the musicians were talking about going to a cafe where there was a marvelous clarinetist. So naturally, I went to him. He was marvelous, all right. It was Jimmy Noon. I see a couple of the boys here today who used to hang around the Apex Cafe to hear Jimmy play, George Wetling and Jess Stacy. So, Eddie...
Pee Wee was there, don't forget that.
That's right, that's right. Well, Eddie, I'd like to ask, them to play a little song for Jimmy with me.
Well, Howell, here's what we'll do about that, Sidney. You and Stacy and Jack Lesberg on the piano, and George Rutting will play it. Jess, do you want to take those four bars? Take it. Well, there was Sidney Bechet. You get some idea of Sidney's versatility when I tell you what he has just completed. It's an original score for orchestra and chorus of the 23rd Psalm. Sidney's going back to New Orleans on January 17th to play the Esquire concert there. You'll be able to hear a portion of that concert by tuning in to this station that evening. Now, here's Fred Robbins with an important message from the Office of War Information.
Needed immediately, 10,000 registered nurses for service in the Army Nurse Corps. This is an urgent need, for the tempo of war is increasing on all fronts. The need for Army nurses thus grows in proportion. Particularly needed are registered nurses, but those about to graduate and those who qualify as registered nurses and senior members of the U.S. Cadet Nurse Corps, up to 45 years of age, are needed by the Army immediately. Among the many fine advantages registered nurses will find in the Army Nurse Corps, there is the satisfaction of knowing that you're practicing your profession where it will do the most good. You enter with the rank of a second lieutenant, and there are many opportunities for advancement. Moreover, you will receive an initial allowance of $250 for uniforms, the trim, smart olive drab dress uniform, the overcoat, cape, service cap, and other essentials. So write today to the Surgeon General, U.S. Army, Washington, D.C. Eddie?
Thank you, Fred Robbins. We're going to play a song now. We're going to switch from Louisiana to Georgia. How about two beats in this thing, fellas? Ready? Georgia Brown is it. One, two.
Thank you.
Now we're going to have the Stacys. By Stacys, I mean Jess and Lee Stacy. Me, Lee Wiley. Lee, are you handy?
Yes, I am, Eddie.
What are you going to sing, Lee?
When your lover has gone.
Has he gone?
Mercy me. Will you take it, Jess?
At this point, we usually introduce our cowboy singing star. Autry, Fred Roberts.
Rogers. Wahoo, Mr. Conlon. We'll be right here again next Saturday, same time, same blue station. There'll be more of that Carnegie Hall Americana music played by the greatest jazz musicians of our time. Well, now here's Eddie and the boys ready to whip up an impromptu number that you can refer to as Saturday Afternoon at Carnegie, Saturday, January 20th, 1945.
Edward? Thank you, Fred. Jess, will you take these things? Got it?
Thank you.
Eddie Condon's jazz concerts are announced by Fred Robbins, directed by Addison Amore, and produced by Ernie Anderson.
This is the Blue Network.